It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. New information suggests a new Transformers G.I. Joe collaborative project coming soon. Well, Merry Christmas everyone. Hope you're having a good day full of prezzies and food. Bet you weren't expecting a news burst today, were you? Anyway, we have a cheeky bit of information courtesy of JT Prime 17 yet again. He posted the following info on TFW 2005. One last gift for the day, TRA Gen Project Trooper 4. From what I've seen, this is a Dreadnought Soundwave that turns into a Thunder Machine. O-Ring Zartan and Zarana, plus Ravage with Chain included. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays everyone. This isn't confirmed of course, but considering the depth of information involved and JT Prime 17's track record of consistently solid intel, I think we can safely say it's legitimate. I do love the thought of getting a new O-Ring Thunder Machine, and I can only assume based on the other releases that Zartan and Zarana, I didn't know it was you, will be carded as well. A first time for Zartan on a US card back, and don't worry, I didn't forget his Japanese release on a single card. The addition of Ravage with the chain is another fun idea and will go nicely with the previously released Baroness with the Megatron Hiss Tank. In regards to Soundwave, that is an interesting choice. So Bumblebee and the Awestriker weren't natural choices to go together, but it worked to some degree, and there just doesn't seem to be a natural connection to most of the iconic vehicles and Transformers, so I can roll with them trying the most recognisable with the most popular, etc. Yes, you could have a Powerglide as a Rattler and so on, but practically and from a character perspective, I'm not sure they would do that right now. Prime has to be around the corner at some point, and I really do wonder how they might approach him. Once again, Soundwave isn't the first name that comes to mind when talking about the Thunder Machine, but I can see that the colour might be an easier match, and I could see that rocket on the back turning into a weapon, like his classic blaster. I wonder if the front guns will also be used as a weapon, or if he will have a Warpath-style chest arsenal. Either way, I'm excited to see what all of this will look like, especially the packaging and artwork, seeing as they've done such a great job on the previous two releases. What do you guys think of this collab? Who do you want to see in the line in the future, and why is it a Unicron Terradrome? Okay, we will be discussing this and any other stories that occur this week on the next weekly episode on Saturday. We have lots more awesome content heading your way in the next few days, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, happy holidays, and as always, Full Force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.